Hi there. The word for you today is dad, treasure your children. In Genesis 33 verse 5, Jacob says, and I quote, "These are the children God has graciously given to your servant." We live in a day when kids have never been given more of the things they want, but sadly, less of the things they need. Think about that. What do they need? They need you. Not trinkets, treasures, and toys, but they need your love and they need your time. Let me read these words to you from a Newsweek column that's entitled, "Dear Dads, Save Your Sons." It was written by psychologist Christopher Barkhorn. He tells about an anxious mother in her mid-30s who came to his office with her 15-year-old son. The boy's dad had left 4 years before, and since then, the teenager had descended into alcohol, gang membership, and violence. The mother had nowhere else to turn, and it was obvious in the meeting that the boy, at best, was a hostile participant. After attempting for 30 minutes to crack the steel vault that surrounded this boy's heart, Dr. Barkhorn realized the futility of it all. He wrote these words, and they're so sad. This is what he said. "I've come to believe that most adolescent boys can't make use of professional counseling. What a boy can use, and all too often doesn't have, is the fellowship of men. At least one man who pays attention to him, who spends time with him, and who admires him. A boy needs a man he can look up to. What he doesn't need is a shrink. As a nation, we're wracked by youth violence, overrun by gangs, guns, and drugs. The great majority of youthful offenders are male, most without fathers involved in their lives in any useful way." Isn't that sad? In Genesis, we read that Jacob was a very successful businessman, but there came a point at which he discovered that his greatest earthly treasure was, quote, "the children God has graciously given to your servant." Let me ask you, Dad, have you discovered that? If not, it's not too late. You can do something about it. And that is the word for you today.